Teaching English Radio, brought to you by the British Council.
A radio series for teachers of English.
Welcome to the programme. I'm Sarah Bradshaw and I've worked as a teacher and trainer, both in the classroom and on the radio. As usual, our focus is on schools where classes are large and facilities are limited. And, once again, we are joined by teachers from different countries who share in a discussion about improving teaching and learning in spite of these challenges. Today we're going to be talking about vocabulary and we're going to listen in to Eka's classroom in Indonesia and follow her whole lesson. Vocabulary is such a big topic that we're going to look at it not only in this programme but also in the next one. But before we set off to Jakarta, let's hear from teacher trainer Dina, who works in India. She explains the basic steps.
The first thing I do is I don't tell them the word. I try and get the word from them by using maybe a definition or by using an example and see if my learners know the word.
According to Dina, we start by eliciting. We don't just tell them the words. We aim by prompts and questions to encourage students to suggest the answers by themselves.
Once I get the word up on the board, we check for spelling and then we check for pronunciation. And I do something called drilling. Drilling means giving the students a chance to be able to listen to you, say the word correctly and repeat it after you. So you might say the word once and get them all as a group to repeat it after you. Or you may say it two or three times and give them a chance to get the pronunciation of the word right.
As Dina explains, she first models a word. She says it slowly and carefully, and then uses drilling to help with pronunciation. Also, repetition makes it easier for students to remember a word and how to say it.
At the end, I give them an example of putting the word in a sentence and then maybe get them to work in small groups or pairs and make up their own sentence with the word.
Now the students see how to use the word in a sentence and they can practice making new sentences using the word or phrase that they've learned. Let's go to the classroom.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Linda, how are you today?
I'm very well, Jessica, and you?
I'm good, thank you for asking me. Okay, today, our lesson is about weather. Can you say weather?
Weather.
Okay. So, the theme of the class is the weather.
I have some pictures. Okay.
Eka is starting out by eliciting adjectives to talk about the weather. She has brought to the class several big pictures, each showing a different weather feature. The sun, a cloud, rain, some snow.
This is the sun and the weather is
sunny.
Sunny, okay. Get it after me, sunny.
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 Okay, very good. Next picture is... ta-da! Rain? Okay, rain. This is rain. Good.
So,
yes, the weather is...
rainy.
Rainy. Okay, once again, rainy.
Rainy.
Okay, very good.
Eka has shown the students a picture of the sun to elicit the word sunny. A picture of the rain to elicit the word rainy.
Now, next picture. I have cloud and the weather is
cloudy.
Cloudy. Yes, you get the picture. Yes, cloud, cloudy. Good.
Now that the children seem to have understood, she makes sure.
Now, let's see if you remember this. What's the weather like? Sunny. Sunny, good. What's the weather like?
Rainy.
Rainy, yes. What's the weather like?
Cold.
Once again?
Cold.
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 Yes, good.
Now that they have practiced several adjectives, Eka is ready to play a game to reinforce what the children have already learned.
And after that, I use a bingo game to make them identify the correct weather based on the pictures.
This is an adapted game of bingo, which we featured in our program about games. She gave out cards which were all the same and included 8 squares, each with a picture of a different weather condition. Everyone had the same set of pictures. Eka made these card sets herself using a photocopier, but if you don't have one and you're short of time, then ask the students to copy from the board onto a piece of paper.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Snowy. Windy.
Students covered up the squares as they heard the words.
Cloudy.
At the end of the game, Eka called out the last word and the students shouted,
cold.
Bingo! The image that was left uncovered in every case was sunny.
What's the weather like?
It's
sunny. It's sunny, yes! Good, very good. Okay.
As we've seen previously, the bingo game is a great way of reinforcing new vocabulary. But then what? After the game, it's back down to some serious business.
I introduced a sentence to ask about the weather. What's the weather like?
What's
the weather
like?
Yes, once again.
What's
the weather like? Once again.
What's the weather like?
Good. I asked the students to ask the same questions with their friends by giving them a piece of paper. Some of them get the picture of the weather, but some of them get the words.
Eka now links the pictures to the written form of the words.
Now, I want you to ask your friends what's the weather like, okay? I give you this card. Some of you will have the picture. Some of you will have the word. The person who is holding the word, you have to ask, what's the weather like? If you have the word, what do you have to do? You ask,
what's the weather like?
And if you have the picture, you have to answer. For example, it's cold, just like that. What do you do if you hear the right answer? You sit together. Okay? You sit together. Okay. Can we start? Find your partner.
Some of the students have a picture of the weather and some have the matching word. They need to find each other, but without showing anyone their card.
What's the weather like? It is dry.
So find another friend.
What's the weather like?
It's hot.
Okay, you sit together. Again, ask the questions.
With this quick activity, they have all circulated and had to speak and listen and read the new words. It also means they've ended up with a new partner for the next activity.
You're listening to Teaching English Radio, brought to you by the British Council.
Today, we're in the classroom with teacher Eka and the students are learning words about the weather. What's the next stage? Eka now tells them to open their school textbooks, where there is a written weather report and some charts showing the weather in different parts of the country.
Please open page 98. 98.
She encourages them to read and talk about the weather in Indonesia.
Okay, good. Now, how about Ambon? What's the weather like in Ambon?
It's cold, coldy. It's windy and cold.
It's windy and...
They're doing well with this topic. So now she introduces a more personal stage.
I introduce sentences about some activities that they can do in certain weather. So when it's sunny, for example, I want to know their personal information and also teach them how to use the vocabulary in the sentence. When it's rainy, what do you like to do? What do you like to do?
Play card.
Play card? Not a real card, yeah? A game card. Okay. What else? What do you like to do?
Watching TV.
Watching TV at home. Okay, very good.
She goes on, getting several examples of things that her students like to do in different weather conditions, and finally moves on to a simple written activity.
I ask them to write down on the paper what they usually like to do, and then put the paper on the board so everyone can see what they usually like or usually do in certain weather. When it's snowy,
I like making
a snowman. Ah, that's what I like. Can you write? Can you do that? In this paper. So you need your pen.
The children write their sentences and then some of them read aloud for the rest of the class.
When it's sunny, I like swimming.
When it's snowy, I like making snowman.
When it's windy, I like wearing a jacket.
Okay, good.
Eka then asks the children to stick their sentences on the board so everyone can see them.
You can stick it on the board. Okay, one by one. Or here. You can put here. Okay, we will continue this lesson next week. Okay? And thank you, everyone. I hope you can see next week. Okay.
We leave Eka's vocabulary class as the students crowd around the board in excitement to see what everyone has written. By following a set of careful steps, Eka has got all her students using the target vocabulary. Let's just recap on the stages she used. In this class, Eka used a variety of activities to keep her young students involved. Sometimes they worked as a whole class, sometimes in small groups, sometimes in pairs. She started with pictures and eliciting words. She used a bit of modelling and drilling with the students repeating. Then her students listened and identified the words in the bingo game. Then they matched the spoken and written forms in Find a Partner, using the expression, "What's the weather like?" Only at this point did they do some related reading in their textbooks. So Eka avoided starting with their books by making her own materials and activities. Finally, they did a very simple bit of personalised writing and were still having fun. In our next edition of Teaching English Radio from the British Council, we'll hear from many other teachers as they discuss how they introduce and teach vocabulary. I hope you'll join me. Till then, from me, Sarah Bradshaw, goodbye.